Jaquan, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
It is 7:49 right now. It is Jacob's Coffee Time with the NSK and Jaquan. But I tell you what, let's switch up the script. Okay, let's switch it up.
Got it.
Let us imagine right now that we are back at that stage.
Uh-huh.
The biggest stage in the whole wide world.
Mm-hmm.
The Miss Universe stage.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got two ladies left.
Mm-hmm.
One of these ladies are going to win
the title.
They are going to be crowned. And your MC goes, ladies and gentlemen, we have two ladies, Miss USA, as well as Miss Namibia. Your Miss Universe 2023. Please make some noise for Miss Namibia.
I love it.
Damn it. So, Kasia. Welcome to Fresh FM.
Thank you so much.
We've been skinnering about you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Spill the tea.
Day in, day out, we've been on about it. You know what I mean? Your road to New Orleans. We've been talking about it. Shaquan here. She felt something.
Yes.
Yeah, she felt something. And now off air, you said the Holy Spirit. So perhaps it's that Proverbs 31 that you felt.
Like, yes.
Just oozing through her.
Absolutely. Yeah. So just to give you a little bit of context, by the way, I cannot. Please don't look at me. Give me time. You're so pretty. Okay, so to give you a little bit of context, you know, as obviously speaking about your road to Miss Universe and so forth, the one thing that I kept saying to him all the time, I can show you receipts, by the way, was that I see so much God in you.
Yes.
Like your aura screams God.
Amen.
And then, you know, a little bit earlier on, we were just asking, so is it that Miss Universe glow? And she goes, no, it's the Holy Spirit.
That's
so there
up.
It is.
Yes.
So let's talk about it. You're a bit of an overachiever, Kasia, aren't you?
I am. Like,
where's the pressure coming from?
Like, you go extremes with it.
Yes. If I set my mind on something, I go full force. That's why I made so many sacrifices for the Miss Universe competition specifically. I wanted to go into the competition knowing I gave everything. Knowing I sacrificed enough and knowing that I don't regret any outcome.
Fantastic. So we want to maybe just pick your brain about a couple of things that maybe just not everyone would know about you. What would be three things that you would say that hasn't been shared in the media yet about you that we don't know?
I think that I want the media to know that I went through this journey with an Esther mindset. And the lady that was crowned at rehearsal, her name was Esther. So I was crowned at rehearsal already.
Yeah.
That's one thing the media needs to know. And then I think I mattered the most to the people behind the scenes. And those are the people that mattered to me the most. The people really putting in the work.
Yeah.
You know, and another thing, Ndavi, Miss South Africa, was my roommate.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, we saw that, man. Yeah. What?
I absolutely loved it. It felt like home was there.
Yeah.
You know, and it was so funny. Someone made a comment and they said, can you imagine the impactful conversations between these two women?
Meanwhile,
we're talking about the good food. We're talking about the good music. And it was just like.
Does she speak Afrikaans?
She does.
She does.
It felt so good to speak Afrikaans, guys.
Is it? Because you rara a lot of the times.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Tell us, let's go back to the journey, the Miss Namibia journey itself. That crowning moment. How has that changed you as a person coming into now Miss Universe and done with that?
True.
I think I will. Nothing. Can
is
ever,
there even a change? By the way,
there's
perhaps.
A big change.
There's a big change.
Come
okay.
on.
Yeah.
Because remember, I started off as the tomboy paramedic, and I was off the pageant scene for 4 years. And all of a sudden, bam! Cassia's back, and she decides she's going to win Miss Namibia. And it's just like there was this shaking in the atmosphere, and I was like, okay, let's do this. You know, I was so ready for whatever was lying ahead of me after the crowning.
And
I knew, despite the outcome, whether win or lose, I'm content. That's a champion mindset, right?
And that is humming. Come on.
Wow.
I told you, she like...
This woman, dude.
Wow.
And there's still 8 months left to dominate in Namibia. And one thing I truly appreciate is the feedback I got from back home. And they said I united the nation. And that alone is what... That's why I took part in Miss Universe in the first place. Was to bring that unity, you know? Always united, never divided. That was the goal.
Yeah, that's amazing, man. Listen, if I can't be the only person that's feeling the anointing on this woman's life right now. But maybe just to give us a little bit of background in terms of your foundation. Why are you so passionate about poverty eradication? And what is it that you're probably planning to still do with your foundation in the 8 months that you have left?
So I've actually been working on projects while I was in Miss Universe. I've been brainstorming, reflecting.
Yeah.
Jet lag had me, man. So when I was awake, I was making it a productive couple of hours.
Yeah.
And I've had a passion for poverty alleviation since I was exposed to it since the age of 10. My parents being preachers, they've always been active in this advocacy themselves.
Yeah.
And so it stuck to me ever since I was 10. And when I was Miss Teen Continents Namibia, I started it as a project. And I always had this desire that I wanted it to be a registered foundation. And believe it or not, it's now a Section 21 registered NGO 2 weeks before I left for Miss Universe. So now sky's the limit. And poverty, there's so much wealth locked up in Namibia that we can most definitely alleviate poverty in such a large way.
True.
Namibia being so so the population not being so big, you can make an impact in any way. It's just about how you decide to do that.
So we've got a couple of surprises for you, Cassia. A couple of prominent Namibians, people of note, influencers,
very important
people of this whole wide world, who are all excited at your journey. When we told them that you're going to be on air today, they said they need to be part of it. So hold that thought. We'll be back in a second. This is a song for December. Whenever, wherever. Every morning.
Shaquan in NSK on 102.9.
Hi, Cassia. This is Utara Motu, Member of Parliament and a politician for the Landless People's Movement. I just want to say that we are so thankful and congratulations on how you really represented and ensured that every detail of the country was represented through the way you walked, your outfit, the way you presented yourself, and most importantly, the information that you gave out to the world. Don't forget that you are amazing. As amazing as you are, you literally make the flag fly higher in the world through your great achievements that you have done. We're so proud of you. We're so excited. We can't wait to hear and see what you have more in store to bring to the world and for the country. We have so much faith in you. We love you. And don't forget, God is always going to be there for you, and God will guide you through this journey. You got this, girl.
Come on.
Amen.
And you know what? She just had her baby.
Yeah.
Wow. She's in a hospital. So we get in touch with her and she's like, yeah, no, what? I'm in hospital now. But you know what? I'll do it. So before 2 a.m., she sent that to us.
Voice note.
Yeah. Wow, yes. So beautiful.
Just the determination to get the message across to you, Osi Utara. Yeah. Thank you so much, Osi Utara. I've got another one here.
Yeah.
All right. Hi, Cassia. As I say, wil net sê geluk met al jou achievements sover. Ons is baie trots op jou. Mag jou titel met baie trots dra vir die res van jou journey. Awe.
That Aixa. Also, right?
Awe.
We've got more, Cassia. You know what I mean? We've got more. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Hi, Cassia. My name is Wayorokisa Akwenye, the CEO of the One Economy Foundation. We'd like to congratulate you on the excellent work you did in representing Namibia at the Miss Universe pageant. Yeah. Just remember that the most important crown you wear is the crown given to you by your people, which is the Miss Namibia title. And we look forward to the great work that you will do throughout your reign. Congratulations once again.
Come on.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
The most important title is the title that your people give you.
One more here. You famous today, girl.
Hey, Cassia, what's up? It's KP Illest here.
Okay.
I just want to say, you're watching me. We're very proud of you. You really did the country a huge service just by being who you are, the amazing person that you are. And your hard work shouldn't stop here. It was definitely not for this, and it's for a whole lot of greater things that we love to see you accomplish. So chin up, get back in the gym, do a couple of squats, and let's get to work.
Yep.
God bless.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
How can I not be inspired?
Yeah.
You know, ultimately, I told myself there was an interview where I told the lady that was interviewing me, I told her, one thing I don't want to do is disappoint my Namibian people.
Yeah,
I think I achieved that. You know, regardless of the outcome, I think I really held that flag high. And everyone knew Miss Namibia right there. They were like, oh, Miss Namibia, good morning. Miss Namibia, how are you doing today? That's all that mattered.
Yeah, yeah.
So people know about Namibia.
No, I know about absolutely, Namibia. Absolutely, man. So thank you for also just carrying yourself with so much grace. Honestly, we see it through you with everything that you do. So since we've had these people that we don't have enough time to pour into you as much as we want to, but we've had these voices that poured into you this morning.
Yeah.
So can you take this moment before you leave us to pour into a young, one day I'm going to be Cassia Sharpley, who's listening today.
Yeah.
How would you pour into their cup this morning?
I think that we should always realize that life every single day provides us with endless opportunities.
Mm.
And it is up to how you decide to take those opportunities as your own. So many times we blame those around us when at the end of the day, all you have is God and yourself.
Mm.
And you need to decide when, how, and with who you want to walk your journey with. From a very young age, I've been determined to not settle for less than what I deserve out of life.
Yes!
Come on.
And I want to motivate the generation after me that you need to be vigorously embracing every war. Mm. And remember that the battle is not your own.
Come on.
And when you find your greatest strength in what you truly believe in, absolutely nothing and no one can stop you from what you deserve out of life.
I don't know how Shaquan is not crying.
I don't know. I'm not crying.
How you don't know how?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, well, too late.
Kaiser Sharpley, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you. And
no,
we please, you're a friend of Fresh Breakfast and Fresh FM now. You know what I mean? Yeah. Annoy us. Come here all the time. You are welcome.
Yeah.
Right? Even if it's just a fly on the wall.
Yeah.
Be here. Okay. Okay, finally she's crying. That's the Shaquan we know. That's the Shaquan we know.
Oh, my bad, Shaquan.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your time.
I'm a crybaby.
Thank you so much.
All right, cool.